want to welcome you to Holden Village Players' original production of The Sound of Music. We hope that you will enjoy it as much as we've enjoyed working on it. You will find that there are some definite unique qualities about this production. Just as Holden Village is very special, and people who come should not come with any preconceptions of what Holden Village is, so we ask you, from having seen the movie, perhaps from seeing other productions of this play, not to come with preconceptions of those. For instance, one thing you'll notice right away is that our play does not have seven children. We have nine children in the Von Trapp family. And that's because we have nine children in our elementary and junior high schools. So every child is able to participate in this who's of school age. Also, as the play progresses, there will be some breaks for scene changes, and there will be a 5-minute intermission. So when the lights go on, you will know you have about 4 or 5 minutes just to relax. Toward the end of the drama, if you remember, the Von Trapps participate in a festival, and they'll be also participating in a festival in our production. And please, as the audience, participate. Clap. We will ask you to join in on Edelweiss when they do at the end, and just consider yourself sitting in Austria and enjoying the production with them. We will now begin. We'll have our overture with the Holden Bell Players. Thank you.
Dixit Dominus Domino Meo, sede ad extris meis.
Done ponami mimicos tuos, scabellum pedum tuorum.
Dominus ad extris tuis, contregit in die ire sue rege. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum.
Thank you. Unpredictable as weather. She's as flighty as a feather.
She's a darling.
She's a demon.
She's a lamb.
She'd outpester any pest, drive a hornet from its nest.
She could throw a whirling dervish out of the world.
She is gentle, she is wild.
She's a riddle, she's a child.
She's a headache, she's a angel.
She's a girl.
How do you solve the problem like Maria? How do you set your problems in the town?
How do you find a word that means Maria?
Tell her,
may admit she ought to understand.
But how do you make her stay and listen to all you say? How do you keep a wave upon the sand? Oh, how do you solve the problem like a real?
How do you hold a moonbeam in your hair?
I brought Maria. She's waiting outside.
Please tell her to come in. You all may go.
Reverend Mother, I'm sorry. I was late again last night.
We were all worried about you, Maria.
But you needn't worry. Why, when I was younger, I'd often stay on the mountain till after dark. Because I love to go to the mountain and sing.
Sing?
When I sing, I feel happy.
Sit down, Maria. Maria, I've been thinking about you for some time now. And I think it would be best if you left the Abbey for a time.
Oh, no, Mother. I've given my life to God. I must stay here.
Just for a little while. You see, a Captain Von Trapp has asked us if we could send someone to take care of his children until September.
Until September?
In fact, Maria, he expects you today.
Today? But Reverend Mother, I can't do that. I don't know anything about children and I'd be so afraid.
Maria, I understand how you feel. There have been times in my life when I've been afraid, too. But whenever I feel uncertain or unsure of something, I always think of something that would take my fears away. Things that make me feel happy.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I think of my favorite things.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles.
God bless you, Maria. remember that he goes with you.
Sometimes she doesn't hear, sir.
I'm sorry, sir. I was answering the telephone.
There's a new teacher coming today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's coming from the Abbey. Would you please get her room ready?
Yes, sir. I wish you wouldn't blow that whistle.
I don't like it either.
Tell you about your work, but first you must change that dress.
But I haven't another dress.
I will get you some cloth to make a new one then.
Thank you.
You will take care of my children. Each morning they must study, each afternoon they must march.
March?
March.
Yes, sir.
Step forward and say your name.
I'm Liesel. I'm Frederick.
I'm Louisa. I'm Lupita.
I'm Kurt.
I'm Ella.
I'm Fregel.
I'm Marta.
I'm Paul.
Now, you do it.
Oh, I can't do that, sir.
Nonsense. You must do it. Now, I will leave you with the children. You are in command. You will call me Captain.
Thank you, Captain. Here's your whistle, Captain. I won't need it, Captain. Why don't you tell me your names again and how old you are?
I'm Liesel and I'm 16 years old.
I'm Frederick and I'm 14.
I'm Brigitta.
And how old are you, Louisa?
I'm Brigitta, she's Louisa, and she's 15 years old. I'm almost 12, and I think you're pretty.
I'm Ella, and I think you're pretty too, but you're dressed ugly.
Ella, you shouldn't say that. I'm Kurt, and I'm 11.
19.
I'm Frankel.
I'm Marta, and we're going to be 8.
Our birthday is Tuesday. We want a party.
I'm Paul, and I'm 6 years old, and I like you.
Well, I like you too. But tell me, I've never been a teacher before. What shall I do?
You really don't know?
No.
Well, don't listen to Father.
No, that's not right.
Brigitta, we like her.
What's this? My guitar.
Why did you bring it?
Well, so we can sing together.
We don't sing.
Of course you sing. Everybody sings. What songs do you know?
We really don't know any songs.
You really don't?
No.
Well, now I know where to begin. I'm going to teach you to sing.
Let's start at the very beginning, a very good place to start. When you read, you begin with
A, B, C.
When you sing, you begin with Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi. The first three notes just to be. Do, re, mi.
Do, re, mi.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti.
I'll make it easier for you.
A deer, a female deer. Ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name, I call myself. Far, a long, long way to run. So, a needle-pulling thread. La, a note to follow. So, tea, I drink with jam and bread. That will bring us back to Do.
Need someone older to take care of you.
How old are you, Ralph?
I'm 17. I'll take care of you. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You wait, little girl, on an empty stage for fate to turn the light on. Your light, little girl, is an empty page that men will want to write on. You are 16, going on 17, it's time to win. Better not be wary, you need to care, baby, you're on the brink. You are 16, going on 17, others will fall in line. Eager young lads.
Going on 17, I know that I'm naive. Fellows I meet, they tell me how sweet and pretty I need. I am 16, going on 17.
Thank you. You can't play your guitar here.
Why not?
The captain won't have music here.
Well, why not?
Music makes him sad. It makes him think of his wife. They used to sing together.
Oh, I see.
The captain may get remarried soon.
Well, that would be good. The children have a mother and they need one. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing me here. And God bless the captain and Liesel and Friedrich and Louisa and Brigitte and Kurt and Ella and Marta and Frankel and oh yes, little Carl. And God bless the Reverend Mother. And about Liesel, help her to know that I'm a friend.
Will you tell Father?
Shh. And help me to love her. Amen.
Will you tell Father?
Liesel, were you just walking by yourself?
No.
Let's have a talk. Oh, Carl, are you afraid?
No.
Stay here. Where are the twins?
They're asleep. They're not afraid.
Oh, we're afraid.
She's afraid. I just came with her.
Children are probably asleep. You stay here.
Well, I'm scared.
Me too. It's going to be a big storm.
Wait for me.
Well, where are the older two boys?
They're brave.
You're not afraid, are you?
Oh, no. We just thought you were afraid.
We just came to see if you're all right.
Do you know what I do when I'm afraid? I think of my favorite things. Carl, what's one of your favorite things?
Ice skating.
Brigitte?
My fur slippers.
Ella?
Kittens.
Marta?
Cats.
Liesel?
Trees.
Kurt?
Motorcycles.
Louisa?
Pretty dresses.
Friedrich?
Hiking.
Franco?
Carving.
Let me tell you some of my favorite things. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and purse-maple strudels. Doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles. Wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue sands and sashes. Snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes. Silver white winters and melted to springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dark bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite.
And so Maria begins her life with the Von Trapp family. The captain goes to Vienna to visit the woman he's thinking of marrying and brings her home with him to meet his children.
Franz, where's Max?
He's using the telephone, sir.
Where are the children? Isn't anyone here to greet us? They knew we were coming today, didn't they?
Yes, we didn't think you'd be back this early. The children are out with Maria.
It's all right, Gaylord. They'll be along soon. I'll just relax and enjoy the scenery. Those mountains are beautiful.
Yes, they are, aren't they?
Just lovely. Georg, I like it here very much.
Well, I was hoping you would. I'd like you to be here with me always.
I'm glad you feel that way, Georg.
Yes, I'd like you to...
Sorry to be late.
Have some coffee, then.
Oh, thank you. Georg, I like you. You have a beautiful home. You live like a king. You're rich. I like rich people.
I wonder where the children are.
Are you worried?
I wanted them to be here to greet you.
It's all right. I'll see them soon enough. I must go and pack my suitcase. Max, there's a telephone call for you.
Thank you.
Why aren't my children studying?
They studied all morning, sir. They need to play.
I want them to study.
For all their studying, they weren't learning. They were so unhappy. They need to relax and have fun.
Don't tell me about my own children.
But you must get to know them as people. They're not machines. They need your love as well as your discipline.
Stop. Stop it. Maria, I think it would be best if you packed your things and went back to the Abbey.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to interfere, but...
What's that?
Singing.
Who's singing?
Your children.
Who?
Georg, you must hear the children.
And white, clean and bright, you look happy to meet me. Blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, bless my home and forever.
Georg, you didn't tell me how sweet your children are.
I'd like you to show Elsa the gardens.
Yes, I want to learn everything about this place, and all of you, too. Tell me your name.
I'm Paula.
Forgive me. You were right. I do need to get to know my children.
They need to know you, too. After I've gone...
No. Don't go. I shouldn't have gotten angry. We need you. You've taught me to sing again. To live again.
Edelweiss.
Peter, say, bye-bye, to say, and take.
Mother, Marie would like to see you.
Please tell her to come. Maria, you're back. It was difficult for you, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, Mother.
Why did they send you back to us?
They didn't send me back. I left. I left without saying goodbye.
Sit down, Maria. Maria, what happened?
I was afraid.
Afraid of what?
I never felt that way before. I knew I couldn't stay. I didn't want to see him again.
Maria, do you love Captain Von Trapp?
I don't know, Mother. I don't know.
Tell me about it, my child.
The children said that I loved him and that he loved me. And when we were dancing together, I never felt that way before. I couldn't stay.
Do you like him, Maria?
Oh, yes.
Maria, the love of a man and a woman is very beautiful. You have a lot of love to give.
But I've given my life to God.
If you love the captain, it doesn't mean that you do not love God. You must find out. You must go back.
Oh, no, Mother, please. Please let me stay here.
Maria, you have to search for your dreams.
Thank you.
Go in peace.
Sir?
Do you plan to stay?
No, just for a short time.
Oh, no. You must stay. The children missed you. I missed you. We all missed you.
But...
We'll talk later. Go to the children now.
Georg, when did Maria come back?
Just now.
Well, you certainly look happy about it.
I guess I am.
In fact, you're very happy to see her, aren't you?
Ilsa, I am, more than I realized.
And the children were overjoyed.
They certainly were. They really love her.
And you? Don't answer. It's evident. It's been lovely, but there's always been something wrong. Now I know what it was. Well, I've been here long enough, and I should be getting back. Please, I understand. Thank you for everything. Would you ask Max to take me to the station in about an hour? Goodbye. I hope you'll be happy.
Franz!
Yes, sir?
Tell Maria I'd like to see her, please.
Yes, sir.
Captain?
Maria. I'm glad you've come back. I missed you.
The children tell me you're going to marry Ilsa.
We were going to be married, But it hasn't worked out.
Ilsa's leaving this afternoon.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. Maria, while you were gone, that is, since you've returned, Maria, I love you. Will you marry me? Will you marry me and be the mother to my children?
The mother to your... Oh, yes. But let's tell the children right away.
All right, but I think they may already know. Children, Maria and I have something to tell you. We're going to be married.
You are?
When?
Can we be in the wedding?
Now we have a teacher and a mother.
And now we can all sing together.
The hills are alive with the sound of music, with songs they have sung for a thousand years. The hills fill my heart with the sound of music. My heart wants to sing every song it hears. My heart wants to beat like the wings of birds that fly from the slate to the trees. My heart wants to sigh like the chime that flies from the church on a breeze, to laugh like a brook as it trips and falls over stones on its way, to sing through the night like a lark who is learning to pray. I go to the hills when my heart is lonely. I know I will hear what I've heard before.
My heart will be blessed with the sound of music, and I'll sing once more. Mother,
may I look at myself? I brought a mirror in my suitcase.
Sister Berta.
Sisters! Look!
Oh, Sister Berta, the mirror.
Why, Mother... I look.
Let me say it for you. You are beautiful.
Thank you.
on their honeymoon, Germany takes control of Austria. Now everyone must obey the Nazis and raise the German flag in front of their house, but it is not put up in front of the Von Trapp house. Max has been with the children while their parents are gone. He's preparing them to take part in the festival that he has organized. He is sure they can win first prize.
ladies and gentlemen, and now while we're waiting for the judges to make their final decision, let us have another number from the Von Trapp family. This may be the last time they sing together for a long while, for the captain will be leaving immediately after the concert. And now, once again, the Von Trapp family.
Throughout history, all societies do undergo through much change. We as Austrians will inevitably see much change in the coming months. But of all the change that may take place, there is one thing that will remain the same for us, the Edelweiss.
You look happy too.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have here the decision of our distinguished judges. We will begin with number three. The trio of the Sängerbund from Herrevägen. The trio. Congratulations, congratulations. There you go, congratulations. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. No, thank you. The second place prize goes to Frau Schweiger, first soloist of the Church of St. Agnes at Murbach. Frau Schweiger! Congratulations, congratulations. Yes, there you go. Thank you, ma'am. And first prize, the highest musical honor, goes to the family von Trapp.
We will leave soon. Our car is hidden in your woods.
The car will do you no good. They have a guard on the road in front of the gates.
The radio says the roads are black and the border's been closed.
Those mountains, they were once my friends, but now they seem to have become my enemies.
Never your enemies. Haven't you read in the Bible, "I will lift up mine eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help."
Georg, I know those mountains as well as this garden, and so do you. On the other side is Switzerland.
But the children, they can't walk all that way.
We can help them.
Father, we can do it, and without help, too.
You'll have help. Remember what God said. You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and hills shall break into singing, and I, your God, will be with you.
Climb every mountain, search high and low, follow every byway, every path you know. Climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow
musically. We have a little presentation to make at this time to Barb, our director, who has for the last month really worked hard with us, and we appreciate it very much, even though we always, at times, haven't, you know, done things the way we should, lost scripts and whatever.
On time.
But this little piece reads, and this is from all the people at Holden, whereas Barbara Schumacher, you have caused our spirits to be lifted and new worlds open through the many dramatic productions you have directed for the residents of Holden Village this winter and summer 1979, and whereas you have given us something to think about while sitting on the Lucerne dock waiting for the bus, and whereas since the first night you arrived at Holden, you've been evoking the gifts of the community, and whereas you have endured the pain and suffering of Miss Pop Balloons while opening up our hearts to one who hears us say hello out there. And whereas, in spite of confusion from the guests and anxiety in the kitchen, announcements about rotting fish continued to be made, and whereas Harry helped the angel, helped by the angel, was not only born into the village, but reborn and reborn, and whereas we thought strange things happened on Amtrak, it is nothing compared to the Pullman car Hiawatha. And therefore, be it resolved that the residents of Holden Village do hereby thank you for sharing with us your many gifts, especially for the Sound of Music. And be it further resolved that we join in chorus to praise you and all you've done by simply saying,
yes! Yes! Yes!